So today is the holy festival of Jagannath Misra, Jagannath Misra Utsav. So we'll continue relishing to hear about, or relishing hearing about Sriman Mahaprabhu, his wonderful glories. So we'll sing a beautiful song about Lord Chaitanya. Now, because we're Gaudiya Sampradaya, 90% of our bhajans are all in Bengali. Especially if it's about Lord Chaitanya, then it has to be in Bengali. But you see, we're preaching here in northern India where everybody speaks Hindi. And I have practical experience. You sing too many Bengali bhajans in front of Hindi audience. In fact, I saw it practically amongst all the millions of material desires in my heart. There was one tiny spiritual desire to see the Janmashtami in Bhaktivedanta manner. At least one time in the lifetime you should see the Janmashtami in the manner. Anybody here from the manor? Oh, we have a whole crew here, huh? So you all remember maybe 5 years ago, they invited Karnamrita to come. At that time, nobody knew who Karnamrita was. And she sings nice. Some of her bhajans are Sanskrit. Most of them are Hindi, some Mirabai bhajans. Her favorite one, or everyone's favorite one, they always say, do number five. Because it's number five on the CD, so they never call it by its name. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Rasika Mukutta Mani, Jai Gopigan. So anyway, and then the devotees there, they taught her this favorite bhajan of all the Gujaratis. Radha Rani ke maduri, Radha Rani Radhe, Mujhe Jamanu Jinu, Karo Karo Pani Lage. So she was singing all these songs and everybody was having a good time. Everybody was singing with her. Everybody was in ecstasy. You know, they're all just singing along. And Ravi Prabhu, he was the MC that year. And he came up to me and said, I don't understand. I said, last year we had Vyasaki here, and everybody knows Vyasaki in the whole world, and nobody even knows who Karnamrita is. But Vyasaki was here, nobody even listened to him. They were all just talking in here. Nobody even knows who Karnamrita is. They're all singing and dancing, having a good time. I said, Baba, these are all Gujaratis, Punjabis, and Agarwals. What are they going to do with Bengali bhajans? So we got the practical example. So in one of Bhakti Charu Swami's CDs, who by the way is Bengali, he was singing one song about Lord Chaitanya, but not in Bengali. Actually, not even in Hindi. It's actually in Brij Bhasa. Most of you already know, but if you don't know, you will learn the refrain in 2 seconds and sing with us. Sundara lala sachidu lala nachata sri hari kirtaname bolo sundara lala sachidu lala nachata sri hari kirtaname nachata sri hari kirtaname balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobe kapolaname balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobe kapolaname balle chandana tilaka manohara Alakashove Kapolaname Balle Chandan Tilagamanohara Alakashove Kap Molosundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sriyari Kirtaname Molo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sriyari Kirtaname Shire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapula Mala Hiya Pardole 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 Paihirna Pita Patambara Shobe Nupura Runu Junu Chadananame Paihirna Pita Patambara Shobe Nupura Runu Junu Chadananame Paihirna Pita Patambara Shobe Nupura Runu Junu Chadananame Paihirna Pita Patambara Shobe Nupura Runu Junu Chadanan Molo Sundara Lala Sachidu Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Premse Bolo Sundara Lala Sachidu Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Radha Krishna Ekatanu He Niduvana Maje Pansi Bajabe 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 Biswarupaki Prabhuji Sahi Avata Prakatahi Nadiya Me Biswarupaki Prabhuji Sahi Avata Prakatahi Nadiya Me Bolo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Everyone! Molo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Koi Gavata He Radha Krishna Naam Koi Gavata He Hari Gunagan Koi Gavata He Radha Krishna Naam Koi Gavata He Hari Gunagan Mridanga Tala Madura Rasala Bajata He Koi Ranganame Mridanga Tala Madura Rasala Bajata He Koi Ranganame Molo Sundara Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Bola sundara la la sachiru la la Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Bola sundara la la sachiru la la Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Bolo Nachata Sri Hari Kirtaname Bolo Nachata Sri Hari Kirtaname Bolo Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari Bol Sundara Lala Sachi Dulala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan. So Sundar, I think you all know the meaning of Sundar by now. Sundar means beautiful. But when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he was not Sham Sundar, he was Gaur Sundar. So Sundara Lala. Now in Braj, when we want to call a little boy, the little boys are in here, huh? We say, oh lala, aja lala, come here lala, aja. Huh? If we want to call a young girl, then we say, oh lali, aja, come here lali, aja lali. Huh? So lala means little boy. And who's little boy? Sundara lala, Sachi Dulala. Just like we call Brijananda and Sham Sundar Yasoda Nandan or Yasoda Dulala. So Lord Chaitanya's mother's name is Sachi Devi, so we call him Sachi Nandan or Sachi Dulala. And he was born underneath a neem tree 524 years ago yesterday night. So Mother Sachi gave him the name Nimai. And that particular, that was on the Falgun Purnima. We also know as Holy Purnima. But 524 years ago, on that particular Falgun Purnima night, there was moon eclipse. Why was there moon eclipse? Because especially in Bengal, when there's moon eclipse, then everyone will go to the Pavan, very pure bank of the Ganga, and they will take bath and they will chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So just when the whole of Bengal was roaring with the holy name, at that time little Nimai appeared. Just to indicate his future mission, there was moon eclipse. But I heard in one lecture, Prabhupada explained there's another reason why there was moon eclipse. Because we just heard Lord Chaitanya's one name is Gaur Sundar, another name is Gaura Chandra. Everyone, I think, knows the meaning of Chandra. Huh? Chandra means? Do you know? Chandra means moon. So Prabhupada explained that ordinary Chandra was thinking, when such a beautiful Gaura Chandra is appearing, then what is the use of this ordinary Chandra? So he hid his face. Jabitna sundar Gaura Chandra arai, yasadaran Chandra ka kya kaam hai? The moon chipa diya. He hid his face. Therefore there was moon eclipse on that night. And we find the confirmation of this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj, he says, Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darasana Sakalanka Chandra Ki Prayojana. Kalank means stained, spotted. But he says, Lord Chaitanya's Akalank. without stain, without spot. Akalanka Gaura Chandra, that beautiful spotless golden moon of Lord Chaitanya has appeared. Dila Darashana, he's appeared. Akalanka Gaura Chandra, Dila Darashana. Sa Kalank. Sa means with. So Sa Kalank, with spots, spotted. Sa Kalanka Chandra, Ki Prayojana. What is the use of that ordinary moon? So even Krishnadas Kaviraj, he gives the confirmation of this realization of Srila Prabhupada. So Sundara Lala, Sachidu Lala, Nachata. Now you all know Lord Shiva, he's known as Nataraj. But Nat, this is a very hard Sanskrit word. Nata means dance. Nata means dance. Just like in Russia, I think 10% of all the ladies, they're named Natasha. You know Asha? Any been to Asheshwar Mahadev? Asha means hope. So Natasha means who's hoping to dance for Krishna. Very nice name. So Nata means dance, but this is Sanskrit. This is very hard. Nat. But our Brijbhasa is very sweet, soft language. So we say Nach. Or dancing, Nachata. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan Me. Now in Hindi, instead of having prepositions, we have postpositions. So we say, he's dancing Sri Hari Kirtan in. Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan Me. Because in this age of Kali, there's only one recommended process, that is the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyanangyana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Savarandigam. Adadanas Trinandantai Ridamyache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Anarpitab charim charat karuna avatirna kalo. Samarpayatum unata ujalarasam sabakti sriyam. Haripurata sundar duti kadamba sandipita. Sararidhi akandare spuratu vasa chinandana. Panchakalpatubhastya kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo. So we've gathered here today to celebrate Jagannath Misra's Utsav. Just like day after Jamashtami, that is known as Nandotsav, Nanda Maharaj's festival. So today, yesterday was the appearance of Nimai Pandit. His father's name is Jagannath Misra. Misra means Brahmin. So he became known as Nimai Pandit. So today, Misraji is celebrating the birth of his son. If we get sun, then we have big festival. Jagannath Misra Utsav. He's filled with joy. And we're also filled with joy because if it wasn't for that appearance of little Nimai, we wouldn't be sitting here in the courtyard of Krishna Balaram Mandir in that Sri Vrindavan Dham where Radha and Krishna have displayed their divine pastimes. Is that little Nimai, he told, Prithiviti Ajarada Nagaradi Gram, Sarvata Prachoi Hoibe Moranam. That when it, every town and village throughout the world, he didn't say India, he said Prithivi. Prithivi means the earth. He said throughout the earth. But nobody believed it could be possible. How will it be possible? But it was Srila Prabhupada who brought this prediction to its fruition. He took that holy name throughout the world. People said, no, it's not possible. How will they understand? Just like the other day, we had Sadhu Sammelan. So many wonderful Vaishnavas came. So this Sri Nitrikopalji Maharaj, who's the president of the Ram Janmabhoomi Nyas and Maniram Chowney Ashram in Ayodhya, he's actually from Braj. He's from Kamai, Visakha's place. And somehow he became a Rambhakta in Ayodhya. Anyway. So he was saying that Bibekanand and others, they went, they spoke something in the West, but nothing happened. He said, what Prabhupada has done, nobody has done. He said, what Prabhupada has done, nobody has done. He said, as I was coming here, I was amazed to see everybody here is wearing tilak, urdhvapunda tilak. This tilak, like this, is called urdhvapunda tilak. They have tulsi kanti mala, everybody has japa. Tulsi mala in his hands. They're wearing dhoti, kurta, sari. He said, even our disciples. And he said, I'm talking about my initiated disciples. Even I can't get them to wear tilak. Or sometimes kandi mala. Here we see, what to speak of sadhus and brahmacharis, every man, woman, child, everybody's walking around. Kanti mala, urdhvapunda tilak, japa mala. Everybody's got mala in their hands, tulsi mala. What Prabhupada has done, nobody has done, he said. They thought it couldn't be possible. Even I read one, even Gaudiya Math, they have to admit. They have to say, well, Swami Maharaj, he made a tunnel through to the West. Now we're just going through that tunnel. Nobody else could do it. Now they're just following the tunnel. Prabhupada made a tunnel. They have to admit, we're just going through the tunnel that Prabhupada made. They have to admit. Nobody can do what Prabhupada has done. Although Mahaprabhu's word was there. Just like Prabhupada's word is there that we should do simple living. Till now, nobody's done it. We're just waiting. Somebody, Prabhupada gave the orders. That means the mercy. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta gave the order, Bhakti Vinod gave the order, the mercy was waiting there for someone to take it. We go and protest about gas leases, and then we jump in our gas guzzler car, drive back to our house. Who will do it? We don't know. We're waiting. Somebody. Prabhupada gave the order. The mercy must be there. We're all attached to our high-tech. We can't imagine simple living, living off the land. Like Balabhadra was saying. We have to hire people to take care of the cows. He asked why. And all the leaders everywhere he goes, he said, well, that's considered ninth class. So we're all fools? We're worshipping ninth class people here? Krishna and Balaram, they were taking care of cows. They're ninth class? Somebody will do it. Prabhupada gave the order. The mercy is there. Somebody has to grab that mercy and show us how to live off the land. What Prabhupada has done, nobody has done. Now somebody has to grab that mercy and show us. So we're celebrating that appearance of that Nimai, by whose mercy we're all sitting here. Simply by this chanting of the holy name, we can't imagine. Simply by this chanting of the holy name, we're getting that thing, anarpitam. We were quoting this verse in the Mangalacharan. Anarpitam charim. Anarpitam means it was not given. You know the word bhog arpan. You know, we offer the food to Krishna. Bhog arpan. anarpitam. It was not given. Chirim Chirat. Chirat means for a very long time. Just like you know in Delhi, there's one place called Old Delhi. But even older than that, there's one, Chirag Delhi. Chirat means very ancient times. Since ancient times, it was not Ganarpitam Chirim Chirat. Karuna Avatirna Kalo. In this Kali Yuga, there's one Karuna Avatar. One avatar of compassion. Karuna means compassion. Samarpaitum. Just like we know Kirtan, Sankirtan, so Arpan, we know Bogarpan. Samarpaitum. Now he's freely giving, offering, take. Samarpaitum. Unata ujala rasam sa bhakti sriyam. Even, you can even taste it just by hearing it. Unata ujala rasam. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he translated ras as tasty thing. Ras is tasty thing. And this is unata. Unata means fully developed. Ujjval means shining. Unata ujjala rasam. Just by hearing it, you taste it. So sweet thing. Swabhakti is in the glory of his own Braja Bhakti. You try to understand the glory of his own Braja Bhakti. This Braja Bhakti is very difficult to understand. Even Lord Brahma, he got bewildered. And who are we? We're like ants, not even ants. We're the dust on the foot of the ant compared to Lord Brahma. He couldn't understand. How are we going to understand? Brahma, he got bewildered. He came, he saw Krishna and all the cowboys, they were sitting down. And Krishna was taking a bite of his laddu. He gave to his friend, oh, just see what nice laddu my Maya Yasoda gave me. Do we do like that? Do we take a bite of our laddu, we give it to our friend? We all came here to Vrindavan, to Mayapur. Why? To learn a little Vaishnava char, how to behave like a Vaishnava, Vaishnava etiquette. We don't do like that. We bite and we give to our friend. And Krishna was biting. Oh, just see. Madhumanga was saying, wow, wait till you see what sweet my mother made, huh? He offered to Krishna. Do we do like that? We take bite and then we offer to the Lord? And Mukunda finds that the pujari is eating the Mangalarti sweets before the offering, and he'll take stick and beat him out the gate. So Lord Brahma, he said, what is this? This is Bhagawan? Or is this some cowherd made by the cowherd boys Bhagawan? Yeah? Koi gwal ke banahui Bhagawan hai. So then what did he do? While they were eating, then he stole away all the calves. Then suddenly they didn't see all the calves. And Krishna said, don't worry, you sit down and eat. I will go find the calves. Now this is most amazing. Can you imagine your Guru Maharaj is sitting there, something needs to be got. And you say, Maharaj, can you go get it? Or Maharaj gets up to go get it, and what will you do? You say, no, Maharaj, sit down, we'll get it. Isn't it? And Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, no, you sit down. You keep eating your prasad. Don't disturb yourself. I will go find the calves. This is amazing. Can you imagine something like that? Your Guru Maharaj goes to get something. He said, no, Maharaj, I will. I'll get it. But the cowboy says, yeah, go. Then Brahma, he stole all the calves. I mean the cowherd boys. So Krishna couldn't find the calves. He came back now. There's no cowherd boys either. Now some Puran, I forgot where it is. It describes how Krishna, he became very worried. He had two worries. One, if I go back to Nandagam without the cowherd boys, I'm going to get in big trouble. I don't have the calves and I'll get in big trouble. Second worry is, he knows that Lord Brahma, he's on a different time schedule. If he goes there, he takes the cowherd boys there to Brahmalok and he gets involved in something. Just like you know, as soon as you go to your GBC, your temple president, big sign, meeting going on, don't disturb. So if he gets in some meeting with the demigods or something, You know, then by that time, the whole Braj Lila will have ended. Everything will be messed up. So he immediately went there. He expanded himself. He went to Brahmaloka and became Brahma. And he told everyone, look, there's some guy disguised like me. He's coming here. Don't let him in. So Brahma got there to Brahmaloka. He said, get out of here. So he came right back. He's only gone for a moment. He's only gone for a moment. When he came back, then he was looking at four heads. He was looking with one head. He's looking at the other head. He's looking at the other. He saw all the cowherd boys were there. All the calves were there. With his fourth head, he was seeing, no, I got them there somewhere. In his other three heads, he was looking, looking, looking. Then we know the whole pastime before his very eyes. They all became Vishnu forms with millions of rishis and demigods and everyone dancing and singing. And then he just fell down like a golden rod. So even he couldn't understand. And his moment was 1 year. That one moment that he went up there and got kicked out of Brahmaloka, it took 1 year here on the earth. So Krishna was, he became all the calves and cowherd boys for that 1 year. He thought, if I go back, that was his other worry, I'll get in big trouble. So he became all the cowherd boys and calves, you know. Exactly, if they had a little spot on the face, he had that spot. They had some funny, you know, thing that they do. He also did like that, you know. The calves, if they had a little spot somewhere, this tilak on the head or something, he'd be everything, same to same. Nobody even recognized that the children were not their own children. Any mother here can believe that she cannot recognize her own child? Is any mother here? Can you imagine not being able to recognize your own child? Can you imagine it? But nobody saw this. Nobody recognizes, not my child. The mothers, they can't imagine such a thing. Can you imagine? We can't imagine such a thing. And the cows, they know what is their child. But they couldn't recognize. Then finally, after one, that day happened to be Balaram Purnima. So Mother Yasoda kept Balaram home that particular day. This lila happened. He wasn't there. See, even he didn't know. Krishna is so tricky, even Balaram didn't know. What to speak of the mothers and fathers and cows, even Balaram didn't know. Just one day, everybody was on top of Govardhan Hill. All the cowherd men were there with the cows. And the cowherd boys came with the calves. Now these calves, they were grown up. So they weren't drinking the milk from their mothers anymore. What are they doing? They were eating the grass. You just imagine what type of dham this Vrindavan dham is. Krishna was the calf, so he was eating the grass of this holy dham. You can't imagine what is... Have you heard any place where Lord was eating the grass? Any dham is there? We can find many places, like in Chitrakoot and Dandakaranda. Lord was walking barefoot. Lord Ram, he was going barefoot. Lakshman, they were barefoot. Sita was barefoot. What to speak of eating the grass? Because calves, they're very greedy. You know, sometimes they pull up the whole root and everything. It means he's eating the dust. And on top of the grass, always a little dust is there. This is such a dham that for 6 or 8 months, Krishna was eating the dust of this holy dham. You won't find any dham like this anywhere in the whole universe. Except in Mayapur, we know. Little Nimai, he was eating the dirt. His mother said, why are you eating dirt? Also this Mayapur, only two places, Krishna, the Lord, he ate the dirt of that dham. These are such special places, try to understand. No dham like this anywhere. So anyway, they were eating grass, they're not drinking milk. But as soon as those cows saw their calves, they immediately came charging down the hill. And all the cowherd men became very upset. Oh no, now they're going to drink all the milk. Just like in Vrindakund sometimes. The calf gets loose, the bujari comes, he doesn't have any milk for Vrindadi. A calf got loose in the night and they won't stop. They'll just drink everything. More than they need. They just go on and on and on. So they became very upset. But as soon as they came down from the bottom of the hill, they saw their sons. They became overwhelmed. They forgot all about the problem of the calves. They just took their sons on their head and began caressing them and smelling their head. And Balaram, he said, "Hey, Kaniya, what's going on here? First I thought these were all rishis or demigods or sages, pious living entities. But Kaniya, it looks like they're all you." So then Krishna filled him in on the scene. He said, "Acha." See, even Brahma, he was bewildered. He couldn't understand. So this is that incredible mercy, samarpaitum, unacha ujala rasam sabhakti sri. He's giving his braja prem to unqualified persons like us. Samarpaitum, he's giving it, offering freely. We don't know what we got. We're like blind person, you know. Somebody gave us a big jewel, we just stuck it in our pocket and went to sleep. Mahaprabhu is putting jewel, huge diamond, this big in your hand. You're just putting it in your pocket. Samarpaitum unata ujala rasam se bhakti sri. Mahaprabhu is giving us the glory of his own prema bhakti. Haripurata sundara jyuti kadamba sandipita. Purata means gold. This is another word for gold. We know sona, but purata also means gold. Haripurata sundara jyuti kadamba. Now we heard this kadamba flower. Kadamba actually in Sanskrit means group. So not just a little bit of gold. We're so much attracted by a little piece of gold. Just like all the ladies, they want to have a little golden earring and golden necklace. They like little bit of gold. We become so attracted. The men, they have nice gold watch, gold Rolex. We become so attracted. But here it says, Kadamba, Mahaprabhu, with his arms outstretched, he's 7 feet tall. Huge quantity. Haripurata Sundara Jyuti. He's glowing, Jyuti glowing. With the beauty of huge quantity of gold. Not just little, huge. Kadamba sandipita. Sada hridaya kandare spuratu vasa chinandana. Sada, we know this every morning we sing, you know. Sada yenu vas. Sada means always. Sada hridaya kandare. In English we say core. In Sanskrit they say cave. Same thing, in the core of the heart. Sada hridaya kandare spuratu, spuratu, just like it sounds. May he be manifest. Who? Sachinandana, that son of Sachi. May he always, that glowing with a huge, like a huge quantity of gold, may he always be glowing in the cave of your heart. This is the benediction of Rupa Goswami in Bidagda Madha of one verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's also written so many beautiful poetries about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Almost every year we have quoted one verse. Yesterday for all the Chinese, we took one verse from that. Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. Every year when Gorpanima starts coming, then I try to learn a couple more verses, like 25, I can't remember how many verses long. Poetry. Jada kavya raso nahi kavya rasa kali pavana gora raso hi rasa alamanya kata sakalam bifalam bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum bajagodruma kanana kunja vidum. Now we just heard Chandra is moon. And you may know also Indu. Indu also means moon. Just let me know Indu Leka. And Bidum also means moon. Vajagodruma Kanana. Now we know van, but kanana also means, just like Kadamba Kanan. The Kadamba forest, we know Kadamba Kanana. Nandan Kanana. Kanana means van, forest. Kanana, Vajagodruma Kanana, Kunjavidum. Just worship that golden moon of the Kunjas of the forest of Godrum. Now some of you are coming from Mayapur, you were just done Navadip Mandal Prikama, you went to that Godrum. Bajagodruma Kanana Kun, just worship that golden moon of the forest, the Kunjas of the forest of Godrum. Jada Kavya Raso Nahi Kavya Rasa. He says, Jada, just like we know Jad Bharat. This universe, it is Jad. Means Jad, means inanimate. Jada. Jada Kavya. Kavya we know. Kavi. Kavya means poetry. Jada Kavya, the poetry of this dead universe, that is not the real rasa of poetry. Jada Kavya Raso Nahi Kavya Rasa Kali Pavana Gora Rasi Rasa. Kali Pavana, that person who's come to purify everyone in this Kali Yuga, if we hear the poetry about him, oh, that is real rasa. Kalipavana Gora Raso Hi Rasa. That is the real ras, to hear beautiful poetry about Mahaprabhu. We want to hear so many things. It's like some of you are out there in Radio Land, Haribol. So somebody gave me radio, but it's got different bands on it. There's like four different bands, and you can go each band, there's hundreds of channels. On each band, four bands, hundreds of channels, 400 channels. Not one single channel talking about Krishna, only this 99 point something, I don't know what it is. So many channels there, everyone hearing so many things, but nobody's hearing about Krishna, only in one channel. But this is the real rush to hear about Krishna. To hear about Lord Chaitanya. Nahi jada kavya raso, nahi kavya rasa kali pavana gora raso hi rasa alamanya katha sakalam vipalam. Alam, give it up. Leave it. Enough with it. Anya katha, other talks. Enough with other talks. Alamanya katha sakalam vipalam. You know, heard this word pal, huh? Phal means fruit. You hear me say, be phal. Without fruit. Fruitless. Useless. Give up all this other talk. It is useless. Just hear about Lord Chaitanya. We're becoming so enlivened by hearing about Lord Chaitanya. Yesterday, four people speaking about Lord Chaitanya. And maybe in Hindi class, three people. And I was with the Chinese devotees. Five, seven, eight people talking about Lord Chaitanya. This is what we should talk. Alamanya kata sakalam vipalam bhajagodruma kanana kunjavidum. Vrishabhanu sutan vita bhamatanum jamuna tatanagara nanda sutam murali kalagita vinodaparam bhajagodruma kanana kunjavidum. Brisabhanu sutan bita bhamatanum. Brisubhanu sutta. Sutta is son. Sutta, long A, means daughter. Brisabhanu sutan bita bhamatanum. We know bhama. Bhama means left. On the left side of his body. Brisabhanu sutan bita bhamatanum. Jamuna tatanagara nanda sutam. Jamuna Tata. Tata means the bank. Jamuna Tata Nagara. He's that Nagara wandering on the banks of the Jamuna. Jamuna Tata Nagara Nanda Sutam. And he's the son of Nanda Maharaj. Because we know Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's none other than combined form of Radha and Krishna. Krishna's Kaviraj has kept one verse there, amazing verse. He gives three reasons why Lord Chaitanya appeared. So what is that beauty that Radharani sees in me? What is that happiness that she feels when she sees that beauty? And what is that love that she feels when she sees me? These things Krishna can't understand. Krishna can't understand. Do you ever think about it? We're all coming, we're seeing beautiful Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, and we're feeling so happy, seeing so beautiful outfit yesterday. So our Paramprabhu, we thank him very much, so beautiful outfit his family made for yesterday for Gaur Purnima. So beautiful. But do you ever think of the other way around? What is Krishna seeing? What are Krishna Balaram seeing? All these funny people from Kali Yuga standing there staring at him. You ever think of it the other way around? We're all saying, oh, we're all very happy. Oh, wow. What's Krishna seeing? All these funny Kali Yuga people have come. All these funny people staring at him. All these people came from China with funny eyes staring at him. The Mayavadis, they want to become God. Which is better? You want to be God or you want to be the devotee, huh? See God's position. He has to see all of you, huh? But as devotee, we're seeing Lord. Better to be Lord than to become God. So Mahaprabhu, because he's seeing Radha, he can't. What is Radha seeing? What is she feeling? What is that love that she feels? He knows what he feels when he sees Radha. He can't understand those things. Therefore, he has assumed this golden form. He's assumed this golden form to understand. Actually, Krishna's cover is most amazing. He says, iti lobat. You know loba. These are our good friends. Kam, krodh, lob, moh, murder, matsarya. That thing we can talk about for us. We can use that word for us. But amazing, Krishna's Kaviraj has used this word for the Lord, lobat. Iti lobat, to understand. He was greedy to understand these things. When we talk about lobe, we're talking about us, but he's used this word for the Lord. Lord was greedy to understand these three things. Therefore, he has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand this thing. No, but he was greedy. It's amazing. He used this word and for the Lord. Lord was greedy. Radharani's bhav is so wonderful. Lord is even greedy. We can't use this word for Lord, but Krishna has come to use this word. Iti lobat. If we see that Mahaprabhu is in gold, what is that? Other verses there. Radha bhava duti suvalitam nomi Krishna. So he has taken the bhav, and duti means luster. Radha bhava duti suvalitam. He's decorating himself with the bhav and luster of Radharani. Actually, in Narottam Vilas, it describes very amazing in Narottam Vilas. That Radharani, she told when she understood that Krishna will appear in her bhav in Kali Yuga as Sriman Mahaprabhu. Then she said, I will cover you with my body. Because she knows what happens when she's feeling separation. She will fall on the ground. She will roll. And she can't bear to think of Lord's body being rolling on the ground, being poked by some grain or some thorn. Therefore, I will cover myself with my body. Cover you with my body. So when you roll, we know in Gambhir, he's always rolling so many things we saw. Rolling on the ground, so many things. Radharani is so, Krishna is so dear to her. She covered Mahaprabhu's whole body. That he won't feel any discomfort. That will come to her. Therefore, he's golden. Like Radharani. Murali Kala Gita Vinoda Param. He's just Radha and Krishna walking together. Prasabhano Sutan Vita Bhamatanum Jamuna Tatanagara Nanda Sutam Murali Kala Gita Vinoda Param. He's just relishing playing on his flute, Bhaja Godhruma Khan, that is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the self-same form, Radha Krishna, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nayanya. Giriraja Sutan Paribhyaista Griham, Navakanda Patim Yachi Chittaharam, Sura Sanganutam Priyaya Sahitam, Bhaja Godhruma Khanana Kunjavitum. Giriraja Sutabhita, Paribhyaista Griham. We all know that we have one Giriraj here. We all know. Oh, Giriraj, Maharaj, aki. But commonly in the Puranas, Giriraj refers to the Himalayas. Because we know they're nothing in comparison to our Giriraj. But Giriraj refers to the Himalayas. Giriraj Sutta. We just told you, Sutta means daughter. So that Ganga, she's born in the Himalayas, no? Giriraja Sutta Parivita Griham. His house is surrounded by the Giriraja Sutta, daughter of the Himalayas, has surrounded his house. Navakanda Patim, Kanda means territory. He's the lord of Navakanda Patim, he's the lord. Patidev. Navakanda Patim, Yati Chittaharam. He's so attractive. Yati means sannyasi. Now sannyasi is not supposed to be attracted by anything in this world. Yati chitta haram. But this Nimai, he's so attractive. Even the yatis, their minds are drawn to him. Even their minds are drawn to yati chitta haram. Sura sanganitam. All the suras, sura sanga, all the demigods, nitam, they're glorifying him. Priyaya Sahitam, and he's there, Priyaya Sahitam, with Vishnu Priya. Just like we saw Naratam in that Ketrigram festival, he'd established one deity of Lord Chaitanya and Vishnu Priya. Because there was a lot of dissension going on amongst the Vaishnavas. And Navadip in Mayapur, everybody was, they don't like this Sri Krishna Chaitanya. No, Nimai, Jai Nimai Nitai. They like to see him with long curly locks. We heard yesterday, somebody was telling, cutting the locks, he couldn't. So they don't like to see this. Nimai, Jai Nimai Nitai. They like to see him like that. It's Nimai. So, and here in Braj, the Goswamis are just writing Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. All they're just writing Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. There's Nimai, Jai Nimai Nitai, here's Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. How to bring the two groups together? So along with all the Radha Krishna deities that he established one deity of Gauranga and Vishnu Priya. Just to bring. Where are those Narottams now that we need? There's so much dissension among the Vaishnavas. We need to bring everyone together. Now he said, oh, you have a different idea. Get out, get out. But Narottam, Janavama, what did she do? They were all, somebody was saying, no, Sri Advaita is the supreme personality of God. Advaita Paramabhyad. No, Nityananda Parama. Nityananda is a, no, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Forget about Radha Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of God. All these different ideas were there. Somehow Janavama, she sat everybody down in Kateri. She's the first GBC. She called big GBC meeting. And she brought everyone together. Where are they? Where is Janava? Where is Narottam to bring us all together again? Where are they now? So like that, he established Gauranga, Vishnu Priya. And Radha Braj Mohan, who's here in our Vrindavan, one of those deities established, Radha Braj Mohan is here. Radha Raman, who is there? Balavi Kanta, Radha Kanta, Radha Braj Mohan, and Radha Krishna, and Gauranga and Vishnu Priya. These are all established. Naratam. See here, Bhaktivinoda again. Priyaya, his beautiful wife. Vishnu Priya, Sahitam. That's how we like to worship. They like, the Mayapur Vasis, they like to worship like this. Nimai with long, curly hair. Alaka Shobe, Kapolan. This is, Kapol means his cheek. Alaka means these little curls. Little curls are playing on his cheek. This we like to see. With his Vishnu Priya. Nimai, Vishnu Priya. So Bhaktivinoda has used this image also. Priya Samitam, Sahitam. Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Just worship this golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. Give up everything else. Wasn't it wonderful just for one whole hour we're just discussing this Kali Pavana Gora Rasa, this rus. We're just relishing this rus of hearing the poetry about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what our life should be. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Go!